Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Coming to you live here from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. And the 49ers win a nail-biter. Man, if you could probably script one or two of the best possible things that could happen for the 49ers, it would be Jake Moody getting tested in quote-unquote pressure situations, these game-tying situations. And we got not only one, but two. And so shout-out to Jake Moody. You know, he's the arsonist and the, you know, firefighter. Missed a 54-yard or 53-yard kick, which, let's be honest, like 53-yard kicks are not gimmies by any stretch. But whenever you miss it as bad as he does, it just causes issue. Then he has like a 29-yard field goal right after that he barely snuck in. But it still counts. And then, you know, you hit a 59-yard field goal to win the game. You had a 50-yard field goal to tie it in fourth. Man, like, I cannot stand the fact that the 49ers picked Jake Moody by any stretch ever. Still one of the worst picks of all time, but I don't know. You've got to give him some credit there. And so I think he deserves that. And, you know, I've been very, very critical of kickers and special teams and all those things. But, man, Jake Moody came in clutch there. I really, really thought he did. So props to him. Also, man, the starting offense, when they were out there, they looked good. Pass protection was great. Brock Purdy looked great. He had one bad pass, but like the Brock Purdy to Ricky Pearsall connection, man, awesome. Ricky Pearsall, good Lord. Like, let's just be very honest. He picked up exactly where he left off last year, coming off not one, but two incredible strong performances right before the end of the season. Then you had the hamstring issues, and it was very worrisome. Just, man, what's going to happen with the injury of, you know, how is he going to handle this? And that's really the only concern. He looks incredible. Went out there, he had three catches on that very first drive. The offense went out there, 11 play drive, 60 plus yards with the starters. Looked great, got a field goal. Probably could have got a touchdown later, but, you know, whatever. Had that missed pass and whatever else. But I really, really thought that overall the starting offense looked great. I thought that they did a really, really good job out there. Brock Purdy looked smooth. And just, man, a lot of positives. The biggest negative is the injuries. Now, early reports that I'm seeing out there is Dominic Pooney, they think, is going to be all right. They'll have to wait and get an MRI tomorrow. We'll be more definitive with that and let you guys know there. The injuries are the negative, right? Patrick Taylor Jr. gets injured, and then Corey Kiner busts a huge play, best play of his career, and, man, they have to cart him off the field. And so the Niners just continue stacking all these injuries at the same positions where you're having – running backs hurt, you're having guards hurt, you're having all these different, you know, same spots, wide receivers getting hurt, corners getting hurt, all of that. But so many positive plays. You look at the rookies, I think the best rookie that we've had so far, now again, most of them haven't played, I think it was 6 out of 11 of the rookies didn't even shoot up today of the draft picks. 6 out of 11. And so that's going to hurt big time. But Marquise Siegel continues to make a case for being kind of that starting week one safety, which the Niners have not had in a long time. Like a rookie starting safety, it just doesn't happen early in week one. Even if you talk about Jair Brown, even if you talk about Malik Mustafa, those guys didn't start early. But Marquise Siegel, he's still got, you know, he's late on a couple of his coverage drops, and, you know, he reads it a little bit late in the run game. But you see that open field tackle, you know, against one of their better players in the open field, just shuts him down with ease. Like, that was huge. Forced the fourth down, forced the field goal. Like, Marquise Siegel just continues to check the boxes. And if you're looking at you know, what is it that I should be excited about, John? Like, what is it the Niners are doing really, really well? Well, Marquis Siegel, good Lord. You want a rookie to fall in love with and, you know, have this huge impact, it's definitely him. You talk about Connor Colby, we'll go through the tape on that and kind of detail how that is. It's hard. You know, I sit in the sideline area, so it's hard to judge a lot of interior offensive line play, but he got to start again with the ones, which I think is huge. Now, there are some negatives, and so I do want to be very, very honest with that because not all the rookies played good. And right after this, I want to detail one of the rookies that had a really bad performance.
Your fantasy league pays bragging rights. My bookie pays cash. Gear up for another banger of a football season with a full-service sportsbook and casino in one. Whether you're firing off futures, betting the spread, spinning the slots late at night, everything runs through one account, one wallet, no switching apps. MyBookie has it all. Right now is the perfect time to get ahead of the curve with college football kicking off August 23rd. MyBookie's got national championship, Heisman odds, already live. Lock in your picks early before the lines start moving. And if you're brand new, you get a little extra juice. Sign up with promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan this QR code next to me. Drop in $100. MyBookie adds $50 for free. Go bigger, get more for your money. The action's heating up, the odds are moving, and this season is shaping up to be a good one already. Don't miss it. Bet big anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, including California, with MyBookie.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
One more thing that I did want to say, like, about the rookies. Alfred Collins, you know, he was probably my favorite draft pick. Dude's getting driven off the ball by, like, 6 yards on a duo block, which was just ridiculous. His pad level is too high, consistently just getting moved kind of at will. And again, I love Alfred Collins. Like, I really, really do. And I think that he's going to figure some stuff out. But it was very clear this game and, like, a physical style offensive line with quality guard play. Well, the Raiders have, they have a very good offensive line. Like, he was not up to task. And so that hurts. That hurts big time. Player of the game. Got to talk about that. Definitely Chase Lucas, back-to-back weeks, gets an interception, gets a sack, just continues to just stack good practices, good energy, and playmaking ability. Did kind of tackle his own guy at the very end of the game, but it didn't really matter too much. But I thought Chase Lucas, man, he's making such a strong case to make this roster, this 53-man. I don't see how they can move on without him, especially with Upton Stout still not practicing. He should be back later this week. But, like, there's not another viable nickel candidate. Diamador Lenore, for sure. Diamador Lenore hasn't practiced at nickel at all this entire training camp and preseason. He's playing outside only. And now I'm not at all concerned about Diamador Lenore, not even a little bit, but he didn't have a good game. Got trucked big time by a rookie. Ashton Jensen is a stud for sure, but then he also got, like, toasted by another rookie, Thornton, and so, like, luckily it wasn't completed. I'm not concerned, but definitely not a good game by any stretch by Demo. So, like, not concerned, he's still the guy, but it wasn't a great game. I did think Nick Sakel struggled big time, and, you know, with the Dominique Pooney injury, you know, and he got passed by a rookie last week, Connor Colby. So, like, how would he respond? I didn't think he played well. They got him some center snaps, didn't play well there. They got him right guard snaps, didn't play well there. Just really thought, like, kind of left a lot out there. And it's like, man, how are you going to get to the level where you need to be? Because if Dominique Pooney misses time, like, dude, Nick Sakel's a starter on this roster. You don't have depth. And I think – I don't know. He played well late, I will say that, but it was against the threes and fours. I just don't think that he has the functional strength in the run game to play in this scheme. I really, really don't. Now, it was cool seeing Jeff Wilson out there play well, and I thought all the quarterbacks played well. Brock Purdy, Mac Jones, I'll continue to say it, he's the best number two quarterback that Kyle Shanahan has had heading into a 49ers offseason. It's just so consistent. Not that it's perfect. The interception was really, really late. It was open. He just held the ball too long. But he moves the offense. Everything is functional. The deep ball is there. It shies away from contact in the preseason, but that's kind of who he was at Alabama. That's who he was since he's been in the NFL, but he's good. And Carter Bradley, Team Nepo, baby. I thought he looked really, really good. Gave the 49ers a chance. He had that horrible drop by Tariq Owens at the end, which Tariq Owens not stacking good games. I think his chances of making this roster were slim to start, but I don't think that it could happen now after back-to-back kind of negative plays at kind of not crucial situations. I think that was wrong. Nick Martin, still a lot of missed tackles out there. I counted at least two. I have to go back through the tape. But he's starting to show you the positive and the explosives and the speed and all that kind of stuff. And so, like, had a sack, awesome open field tackles, brought violence, all those things. Linebackers are all playing good, and that's a Robert Saleh effect. D. Winters, he's season ready. D. Winters, I have the utmost confidence in. You got to see some Chaz Surratt played well. Tatum Bethune was great. Curtis Robinson out there making plays in special teams. You love to see that. So just positive, positive, positive. Lot of quality stuff. The running backs, that's going to be an issue. So we'll get to the tape. I fly back Monday morning, and so we'll start getting those tape breakdowns. That's going to be up on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon, which is in the link in the description of this video. And again, you know, as always, we break down every offense, every defense, every special team stat, coaches tape, all 22. You get it all as soon as you sign up. And now we're only 3 weeks away from week one. I love it. The crowd's going crazy here. So many 49ers fans who's out here, which is great. And if you are going to Seattle, which might be one of the most important games of the entire season, come party with us. Tickets are up on the TickPick app. Just search 49ers Rush. We're going to have Frank Gore there Saturday at the press box. We got a tailgate, all-inclusive premium tailgate. Kids are free as always. Link is in the description of the video, but just go to the TickPick app, look up 49ers Rush, and it pulls up all of our event. And week two, we're going to be in New Orleans for my birthday, which I'm so pumped. We're going to be on Bourbon Street at the Drinkery, which is going to be a blast. We rent out all two floors. We're going to fill it up. It's going to sell out. That one's going to sell out, I'm telling you right now. And we have a tailgate with a seafood station. It's going to be great. On my birthday, September 14th, going to be awesome. But the 49ers win. In an awesome fashion. That was a fun game. It was entertaining. We got some questions answered about some players. And, man, I love it. A lot of positives. A lot of the young guys played well. So that's going to do it for us here. Just a quick recap. Once I get back in town, we'll go through the grades and the film and all that stuff. We'll get you a more detailed analysis. But the 49ers notch a W, and so we'll take it. Appreciate you guys, and as always, stay strong, faithful.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save.